You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. The annual Lake Tahoe Summit was held virtually online. Last Friday, we broadcast the remarks of U.S. Congressman Tom McClintock. This Friday, we broadcast the remarks of U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Hello, I'm Senator Dianne Feinstein. And I want to thank you so much for joining us for the 24th annual Lake Tahoe Summit. This is a bit different. This year is obviously very different from previous years. While this summit may look different than previous years, the challenges facing us are just as great. As many of you know, the first Lake Tahoe Summit was held in 1997 when Senator Harry Reid invited President Clinton to hold a presidential forum at Incline Village. Some of you may have actually been there. After the 1997 summit, both sides, Nevada and California, came together to form an unprecedented public-private partnership that has endured to this day. I call that partnership Team Tahoe, and I am so proud to be a member of it. Team Tahoe has invested more than $2.4 billion in the Lake Tahoe Basin, including more than $790 million from the federal government. That money has funded nearly 700 restoration projects all around the basin. Each year, we try to list off some of Team Tahoe's accomplishments. And let me do this now. We have constructed 162 miles of bike and pedestrian trails. We have reduced the risk of wildfire on nearly 85,000 acres of forest. 1,757 acres, you'll be pleased to know, of streams and watersheds have been restored. And more than 87,000 boats have been inspected and 40,000 have been decontaminated to keep invasive species out of this beautiful lake. And we've improved 832 miles of roads to prevent erosion and storm water pollution, which had been a big problem. Despite the tremendous success these projects have had in restoring our lake, we now face our biggest test. And guess what it is? Climate change. Climate change is already having a profound effect on this lake, and it threatens to roll back much of our progress. It's allowing invasive species to thrive, it's killing off trees, it's cutting off the snowpack, and it's reducing water clarity in the lake. Last year, the average clarity depth dropped to 62.7 feet. Down a whole 8 feet from 2018. That drop is alarming to me because it clearly shows that climate change is slowing the progress we're making on the lake. While part of this decline can be attributed to other factors like lake mixing for the first time in 8 years, this has increased precipitation and the rapid growth of the mysis shrimp. It's also the result of warming temperatures, particularly in the summer months. So, for every step we take forward, climate change threatens to make us take 2 steps back. This is a call to action, and we've got to respond with urgency and science-based solutions. Team Tahoe has and will continue to answer that call. The enduring commitment between local, state, and federal governments and local business to save our shared lake has never been stronger. And it's going to take that resilient spirit to confront the new challenges facing Lake Tahoe. But we are up to the task. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting Lake Tahoe, the jewel of the Sierras. And I look forward to seeing you next year at the 25th Lake Tahoe Summit. Thank you.